Joining me today is one of the biggest names in BMX, a guy who has pushed the sport forward with world-first tricks, some massive tour moments, and I'm sure a crash or two mixed in between. He's back with the Nitro Circus crew as they roll into Edmonton December 20th for a show that's big, loud, and must-see. Andy Buckworth is here. Andy, thanks so much for this.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat to you guys and excited to come back to Edmonton.
Now, this is so much fun for me to be able to interview you today, so I really do appreciate it. Nitro Circus, like I mentioned, coming to Edmonton December 20th. For somebody who's never been to a Nitro Circus show, how would you describe it from the perspective of somebody who's actually in the show doing all of these high-flying, insane tricks?
Nitro Circus has nothing to do with the word circus. We are the biggest action sports traveling act in the world. We've got the biggest names in action sports, such as Ryan Williams, Beaver Fleming, myself, Adam Jones, and we travel the world doing the biggest, baddest action sports stunts. Freestyle motocross, BMX, skateboards, scooters, and then we even take the contraptions down the ramp. And for me, the contraptions is the craziest section of the show. We take everything from toilets with wheels to trikes to canoes and kayaks, just the most random stuff off a 50-foot mega ramp. It's such a spectacle mixed in with the biggest, baddest action sports tricks and stunts the world has ever seen.
Oh, you just sold me if I had never been there, so I can't wait for Nitro Circus to be here. The tour that's going on this year, how different is the show compared to those from years prior?
Well, every show that we do is different than the last because you can't fine-tune these stunts and you can't predict what's going to happen. Every show is catching lightning in a bottle, and it's equally as exciting night after night. You mix in that action sports with pyrotechnics and laser lights and music, and it's the whole vibe. You got to bring the whole thing together, and you can't just pick one little section and do it on its own. When you put it together as a whole show, and especially when we're indoors, it really captures that vibe. And when the crowd gets loud, dude, it shakes the floor and it's addicting. The feeling that you get when you land the biggest trick, if you could bottle it and sell it, you'd be a billionaire. But we love coming and performing. We love coming to Edmonton, and we're going to put on a show. If you've seen the show before, it's worth seeing again.
Oh, absolutely. Andy, you've been doing this for years. Like I said, you've done some world-first things that nobody had ever done before. What keeps you motivated to keep going and doing this?
The motivation comes from the crowd. I know that sounds cliche, but it really is true. Like I said, when you land, say, a triple backflip or a double front flip no-hander, they're some of the tricks that I like to do. When you land that and the crowd erupts, there's no better feeling in the world. And that's what's kept me going. I've been traveling with Nitro Circus 15 years. I've been a Monster Energy sponsored athlete 16 years, and I just can't get enough. I'm 36 years old now, and I don't see myself stopping because that feeling truly is addicting.
Oh, that's so great to hear, Andy. And just being a part of the whole Nitro Circus team, I mean, I imagine being in that environment also is just super addicting. And for you right now, do you have a favorite trick to throw down at these shows?
The triple backflip really gets me going. That's one that I'll do most nights, especially if the crowd's extra loud. There's a couple of other people on tour that are capable of it, and we kind of like to switch out. Or if we're feeling really excited and frisky, we might just line up and do it in a train. And that just makes it, the risk element goes up, and just it's that much more dangerous because you might get landed on by one of your peers. But it is truly a spectacle. And if Edmonton gets loud, maybe you'll see it.
Oh, can't wait for that. And just on the other side of that coin, Andy, is there a trick that maybe makes you a little bit nervous when you're going down that ramp?
Yeah, so jumping through the ring of fire, I know that's something new to the show, and I don't want to spoil it for anyone. So spoiler alert, jumping through the ring of fire, anything can happen. If you go a little bit too high, you might get burnt. If you go a little bit left or right, same thing. So that's a little bit nerve-wracking, but hey, this is why we do it. We love the adrenaline rush, and we love performing for you guys.
Absolutely. Andy Buckworth, BMX athlete and part of the Nitro Circus Tour, joining us here. You can practice all of these tricks as much as you can, but this is a live, raw show, right? I mean, all of this is just in time, and there is a danger aspect to it, even though you're all seasoned professionals, but this is live, and you never know what can happen, right?
Absolutely. You mentioned injuries earlier, and doesn't matter how much of a professional you are, it doesn't matter how dialed in you are with your tricks, accidents happen. And there's so many different elements that can contribute to that, but you've got to really stay on your game and stay focused. And that's why every show is different. And it really is catching lightning in a bottle night after night.
And just to get into your headspace a little bit, do you have a pre-show routine you do, something keep you focused? Do you listen to music? Do you meditate a little bit? I'm just trying to get, how do you stay focused with all of these lights, the crowd, the flames?
So that's actually a funny one. We try to keep the energy up as much as possible in the rider room and just kind of keep it lighthearted and everyone's having a good time. And night after night, you're pretty tired sleeping on tour buses and just, you know, the wear and tear of traveling. However, when you come out and you hear the intro song and you see all those faces in the crowd and you hear them roar, and like I said, if they're loud enough, it shakes the ground. And that's when brain just snaps into gear and you can't wait to put on an epic show. It's that moment when you see the crowd for the first time that keeps me going night after night.
I know some people like to name some of their objects that they use. Do you have a name for your bike or no?
No, it's just my bike. Okay. However, the bike is extremely personal. I can't just put mine down and jump on someone else's and do the same thing. The way we build our bikes, you could build two bikes exactly the same at the same time, and they both feel a little bit different. So we get very, very particular about our bikes, and we personalize them all the way to the top, and that's our bike, and we don't change it out as often as you'd think.
Okay, interesting. Very interesting. And one more before I let you go here, Andy. Besides the entertainment and the wow factor and all of the lights and everything that is involved with Nitro Circus, is there something you want people to take away from the show when it's all said and done, when they're leaving Rogers Place December 20th?
I would love to feel that we've motivated the next generation. I would love to hear that there's people in the crowd or kids in the crowd that are thinking, man, I want to do flips on a bike. I want to do that when I grow up. It is a family-friendly show. It's fun for all ages. You know, dad will have a good time. Mom, sister, brother, uncle, cousin, everyone will have a good time. We put on an extremely good performance. It really captures the vibe, but I want to feel that we're motivating someone out there to go and jump their bike.
Oh, fantastic answer, Andy. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day. I cannot wait for this show. You can catch Andy Buckworth and the entire Nitro Circus team December 20th at Rogers Place. It's one of the most fun and wild shows you will ever see. Andy, thank you so much for this.
No problem. Thanks for having me.